Hi, this is Mark Anthony Brennan from the Purveyors of Free Will in Victoria, BC. But you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, featuring Nicholas Cooper, right here on 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and also on the web at cfru.ca.
Welcome back to the Pride 2019 observational session of the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. To reiterate, this SMK Pride broadcast is important for two reasons. It is the first that I am hosting a Pride special as an out gay man, and that this Pride session is the first to be curated with 100% of the musical selections by individuals or bands that include members who identify as LGBT2SQ+. We are within a unique section of this Pride show featuring transgender instrumental electronic musicians. We just listened to Ulrich, a new Guelph artist of electronic music, with Bluff, Peer Data Session, which is available on their YouTube channel. I have only heard about Peer Data through Ulrich, and I went and looked up a bit about it, and I want to read the way that Ulrich creates their electronic music. And so these are some of the main points from the website by Peer Data. Peer Data is an open-source visual programming environment for multimedia that runs on anything from personal computers to embedded devices. It is a major branch of the family of Pachyr programming languages known as Max. Peer Data enables musicians, visual artists, performers, researchers, and developers to create software graphically without writing lines of code. Peer Data can be used to process and generate sound, video, 2D and 3D graphics, and interface sensors, input devices, and MIDI. You can find more music by Ulrich on their Bandcamp page. Coming up next is an electronic artist that I've played a couple times on the show before, Wangled Teb, a Wolastokiek non-binary trans femme electronic music producer hailing from King's Clear First Nation and now based in Fredericton, New Brunswick. They just released a new EP this March called Seasonal Depression EP on 215 Records. Reading a bit from the Bandcamp page about this EP, it's sort of an exploration of the feelings of loneliness, sadness, and despair that can often set in during the winter months when everything seems more difficult. Hopefully now, being summer, we won't have to feel as dark now, but even in the brightness, there's darkness lurking. So we'll be listening to Wangled Teb's work called Dark Place V2.3 off Seasonal Depression EP here on this Pride edition of the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Thank you.
That was Wendy Carlos with their rendition of Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G major, Movement 1 Allegro, off the 1968 album Switched on Bach. Wendy Carlos is, without a doubt, one of the pivotal pioneers of electronic music in the latter half of the 20th century. It all started with Switched on Bach, an album of music by J.S. Bach, and performed entirely by Wendy on Moog synthesizers, and this led to the popularization of the Moog synth through the 1970s, and the album earned Wendy 3 Grammy Awards in 1969. Keeping with contemporary reinterpretations of classical music, we are introducing one of my personal heroes, the English gay progressive rock solo singer-songwriter That Joe Payne. Joe's music has really helped me in my coming out process because, just his music really relates to some of the loneliness that I kind of felt when I wasn't true to myself. But Joe's music really was mighty and grand, and it pulled at my heart. We're going to be listening to a track off Joe's recent EP, What Is the World Coming To?, released in the late 2018, self-released, with Music for a While, which is a cover by the English Baroque composer Henry Purcell. Enjoy That Joe Payne in Music for a While.
beguile.
This is Alistair from the Gateless Gate from Northern Ontario, and you are listening to the fabulous SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Fear.
Who Created Me by the Aneid off their 2012 album Invicta. Before Joe Payne went solo, he was a prominent singer in the Aneid between the years 2011 and 2016. The Aneid are an English symphonic prog rock band that started way back in the 1970s and features LGBT2SQ+ members, including founder Robert John Godfrey, who has kept the band going to this day. Continuing with this eclectic grand symphonic feel of this portion of the SMK's Pride Special, a triple audible observation set will begin with Matmos, an experimental Baltimore electronic duo consisting of MC Schmidt and Drew Daniel, who are a gay couple. They just released a new album called Plastic Anniversary in March on Thrill Jockey Records. All the sounds on this album originate from plastic objects, and they did this to explore our relationship to plastic and how its qualities of durability, portability, and longevity are both useful to us as well as harmful to the environment. Also, it celebrates the couple's 25th anniversary. Way to go, guys. We'll be listening to the title track off Plastic Anniversary, which include COD Medieval Marshall Drums, Horn Fanfares, and close-miked plastic poker chips. So here is Plastic Anniversary off the album Plastic Anniversary by Matmos here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Queer one lay, ah, hey.
In that symphonic set, we first heard Matmos with a title track to their new album, Plastic Anniversary, on Thrill Jockey Records. We then heard the Queer Songbook Orchestra with Constant Craving off their 2018 album, Anthems and Icons. The Queer Songbook Orchestra is a Toronto chamber pop ensemble orchestra dedicated to purveying and exploring popular music through a queer lens to uplift, connect, and spotlight narratives of the LGBT2SQ+ community. Constant Craving is the first track off Anthems and Icons, originally by famous queer Canadian pop and country singer-songwriter Katie Lang. And finally, we just heard Jeremy Dutcher, a Wollastoke two-spirited, classically trained tenor and eclectic composer, with Ultestigun, off his debut 2018 album, Wollastikiek Lintuik Onawa. Jeremy is an empowering vanguard for the Indigenous Renaissance in Canada today, especially through Wollastikiek Lintuik Onawa, which is the winner of the 2018 Polaris Music Prize and the 2019 Juno Award for Indigenous Music Album of the Year. It's been a great pride and pleasure to be featuring all these queer artists for this special Pride broadcast of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. And I'm happy to end this session off with Clara Engel, a Toronto minimalist avant folk holy blues singer-songwriter, who actually identify as non-binary using they-them pronouns. Clara just performed here in Guelph on the Golden Bus this past Friday, June 21st, the summer solstice, as presented by my concert curation of the SMK. And what a marvelous, quaint, close-up display of articulate guitar technique and warm, calming vocals singing mystical, poetic stories and passages. It was a pleasure to be able to host Clara for this small but beautiful performance. We'll be listening to Clara's song Open a Door off their recent full-length album, Where a City Once Drowned, the Bethlehem Tapes Volume 2, self-released and available on their Bandcamp page. And this concludes the 2019 Pride edition of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. I'm your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, Prague on, look inward and beyond, and happy Pride. Thank you.
clear blue sky, no wind. Open a door.